you know, it was just a what you paid to see. I mean, this is what everybody thought it was going to be like, and they made a big fourth down play right there, and we were out there to make a play. It was just a 50-50 ball, and, you know, at the end of the day, one team only gets to win it all. Everyone else goes home sad, so ours just came a little earlier than we hoped.
Coach, what can you say about this team in the entire season?
Yeah, I know. We've talked a lot throughout the season and what these kids have done and the way they developed. I mean, you know, we only had a group of five seniors, and, you know, we've always talked about laying the foundational pieces and building Rome. And, you know, these kids have laid another brick in the foundation of everything they've done. You know, it's tough. You know, they're going to be really hard to replace, as they all played a big role. All starters, all obviously. I probably came in with 3,000-yard rushers, if I had to guess, after tonight. You know, they're going to be tough to replace, but I don't want to ever wish time away. But I guarantee you the guys that are coming back are going to be just as hungry going into next year with this feeling that it was right there.
What could you say about Madridge football team?
You know, obviously I'm really proud of Brock and everything he's done. You know, that's a close friend of mine, and there's really no winner here. That's just the way it goes. I wish, you know, I think some people wishing the game would have just ended in a tie. With me being a Madrid guy and playing my hometown team, I was going to be the person who's probably the most excited if we won. I'm going to be the one who takes the hardest here tonight. So it's a tough pill to swallow.
Coach, second half, you came out and scored back-to-back touchdowns.
Yeah, kids played really hard in the second half. You know, came out swinging, caused a turnover there, went in and punched it in. And and then, you know, came in and scored another up 14-7. Their defense played a good game, and at the end of the day just made a couple more plays, and that's what it comes down to. This playoff game is, we kind of knew it was going to be who was going to get the last stop and who was going to have the ball last. We had a play right there where we threw the ball and we had them open in the end zone, and we thought we had a touchdown call there because we were running the ball and we were kind of getting a little low on time. And what it looked like was the ball just got hit in the hand, or and it just kind of popped up in the air, and it's just one of those things where you're just seeing it in the air right when the other team catches it, your heart just drops. As you know, we knew we had something there too.